This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The wealthy CEO of a Vermont telephone company, an ancient cemetery in Heartland, Vermont's highest court overturning a lower court ruling that the CEO could not move the ancient cemetery from a hilltop to build an 8-bedroom house. These elements are all in play as a wastewater permit has now been awarded to VTEL CEO Michel Guité to build the home, but that has not ended the controversy surrounding it. Matt Hungoltz-Hetling has been tracking the story for the Valley News, and he joins us now on the line to tell us more for our Friday regional report. Matt, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Now, at one point, it appeared that Mr. Guité would not be able to move ahead with this project because of a lower court ruling. He said he could not move this old cemetery. First, give us an idea. How old is this burial area, and who is one of the prominent local names actually buried there?
The cemetery was primarily for one family, the Aldrich family, that farmed the land from 1775 to 1853. The Aldriches had sold the land in 1853, but this cemetery remained behind. It had about 10 members of the Aldrich family interred there. Then it was used by the King family, which owned the property in the 1950s through the 1980s.
Now, originally, a lower court said Mr. Guité could not build this home that he wanted to build there, but the Vermont Supreme Court overturned that decision. Why?
Well, what the court found was that the Aldrich family that originally owned that land had never given up their rights to the cemetery plot. So while the land was passed down through several owners over the years, the Aldriches retained control of that tiny cemetery plot with their family members in it. The King family, they were the only ones who could legally oppose the moving of the cemetery because under Vermont law, distant relatives can't oppose the moving of remains. Only the spouse, sibling, parent, or child has legal standing to protest such a move.
So there were no Aldriches left who could have opposed that. Is that what you're getting at? That's
exactly right. The Aldriches couldn't oppose it, and the King family, it turned out, never owned the land in the first place. And so the burial of the King family members was determined by the Supreme Court to be illegal. So not only did they not have the right to protest the moving of the cemetery, but they were forced to dig up the remains of their family members.
So why did Michel Guité want to move these graves, and what did he want to put there? What is he building?
Well, what Michel Guité has maintained over the years is that he would like to build a farmhouse and on the top of this hill that previously held the cemetery, and to turn this property, this beautiful property, into a productive working farm. A key part of his argument has been a property rights issue. He's said that because the public has certain rights to visit cemeteries, he didn't want to allow the public to come in and abuse their right to visit the cemetery in the center of his land and use it as a site for parties and barbecues and fireworks demonstrations.
But obviously a lot of folks in Heartland have been against this because they see this, I imagine, a part of the fabric of their town and having that link to history. And I understand, too, that people have been pretty creative in their protests over this. What have you reported on about people, what they've done to express their outrage over the project?
Oh, people were very upset. And from the very start, when Michel Guité took out newspaper ads notifying the public that he intended to do this, people were up in arms. A group of protesters showed up at the probate court dressed in period piece military garb from the War of 1812, because Noah Aldrich, the family patriarch, was supposedly a War of 1812 veteran. And this, of course, moved some veterans groups to get involved and say that they wanted to protest the moving of the remains. But it actually turned out that those specific concerns were unfounded, because Noah Aldrich, it turns out, did not serve in the War of 1812 and wasn't a veteran of any kind.
That was something that Michel Guité pointed out. You wrote about that in your article. You said that that part wasn't even true.
That's right. And the local historical society now agrees that he was not a veteran and that, in fact, they had been mistaken in his identity.
Well, as it turns out, Michel Guité did take some pains to move some of these graves, and the cemetery looks different now. There is still a cemetery there, is that right?
That's right. The cemetery wasn't moved far. It used to reside on the top of a grassy hill overlooking a very beautiful, expansive view of the mountains. Now it lies just several hundred feet away, but at the bottom of that hill, and where previously there wasn't really any kind of official border around it, or at least not a historical border, Mr. Gitte paid to establish a stone wall border that now surrounds the new cemetery and that is consistent with a stone wall that he's built around a broader portion of the property.
But people are still angry about this, even though it looks now like he can move forward. Why are they still upset over all this?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people feel like the Supreme Court ruled in error, fell under the sway of Gitte's influence. People feel very strongly about the sanctity of buried remains. And the fact that Gitte came from out of town, came in and decided to do this, angered a lot of people in a way that just can't be repaired. Those resentments remain, and they're going to remain for a very long time.
Is there any recourse at this point for people in Heartland who still want the project stopped?
They can't stop this project because the Supreme Court, what was kind of the last stop in terms of a governmental or judicial decision on this. But the good news is that what came out of this case was a realization that these old cemeteries, which there are thousands of, by the way, scattered across Vermont farmlands throughout the state, were not being adequately protected under the law. And so what this led to was the introduction of a bill in the Vermont state legislature to change that law so that in the future, similar cemeteries will be better protected.
Matt Hongoltz-Hetling is a reporter for the Valley News. I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much for having me.